Darker by Justin Mackey. Copyright 2020. Narrated by Edwin Wald.
Mommy,
whimpered Callie from the darkness. Jake took Callie's hand.
It's gonna be okay. I'll go find a flashlight, okay?
No, said their mother.
You two stay right here. I'll find it.
They listened to her footsteps descend the stairs. A moment passed in silence as Jake held his little sister's hand. A loud thud. The power sputtered once, twice, and came back on. The light felt cold and dull. Callie curled in her blanket and shivered.
Come on, let's go find Mommy,
said Jake.
Mommy said to stay here,
protested Callie, arms crossed.
I won't let anything hurt you,
said Jake as he ruffled her hair. Callie smiled.
Okay.
Jake took her hand as they walked down the stairs.
It's hard to see,
said Callie.
It's just something wrong with the power,
Jake reassured her. It was hard to see, though. It was dark enough that Jake didn't notice his mother standing on the porch until he and Callie were nearly at its screen door. She was yelling across the street, hands cupped around her mouth. Probably something to a neighbor about the power going out. Jake thought that it was too early to be this dark outside. Maybe a storm was blowing in. Maybe that was what was wrong with the power. Their mother finally noticed them standing there.
I told you two to stay where you were,
she gasped. There was far more worry in her voice than anger. She got down on her knees and put her hands on Jake's shoulders. Her eyes were wide and afraid.
Guys, listen to me. Something is wrong. I need you to go inside and sit on the couch until I get back, okay? Jake!
Okay, Mommy, said Jake. We promised this time, don't we, Callie?
She nodded her head. They held each other by the hand and looked on as their mother ran toward the road. The street lamps hummed and porch lights were on, but everything just seemed dim. They lost sight of their mother before she made it to the edge of the front yard. Neither Jake nor Callie ever saw her again.
Why is it so dark, Jake?
Asked Callie.
I don't know,
he answered truthfully. Every light in the den was on, but they barely burned bright enough to light their faces.
Don't tell Mommy, but I'm going to turn on the television, just for the light, just so we can see.
Despite being explicitly forbidden to do so, Jake got up from the couch and sat on his knees in front of the television set. He flipped its switch from off to on. The screen hummed, and as it warmed, a news desk appeared. There was no one behind it. Jake thought that the image must have been frozen somehow, but then he noticed a studio light flickering on and off. There was no sound.
Turn it up, Jake,
said Callie.
I don't think it'll work, said Jake, but I'll try.
He turned the volume knob clockwise to max volume. Nothing.
I don't like this, Jake. Change the channel,
mumbled Callie from behind her blanket. Jake turned the channel knob and began to cycle through the stations. Click, static. No sound. Click, more static. Silent. Click. Nothing but black. Click. It was the screen with the rainbow-colored bars. Something different, at least. What's more, Jake thought that he could hear something.
Jake?
Said Callie. Her voice seemed far away.
Shh!
Jake said softly.
I'm trying to listen.
Jake,
she said again.
Just a second, Callie.
Jake pressed his ear to the television speaker and closed his eyes. He could hear a man's voice. It sounded as if it were 100 miles away and lost in a snowstorm. But it was a voice. Only one word cut through the static.
Darker.
Jake?
Cried Callie. The voice was gone. The static followed behind it seconds later. Darker.
Jake, I can't see you,
sobbed his sister. He turned around and saw nothing. The room was pitch black. Jake looked back at the television. Its glow was barely warm enough to light his hand as he touched its screen. The curved glass was cold. Jake felt his way across the den. He hit the couch with his knee, grumbled, and found his sister's hand. He still couldn't see her, and the rainbow glow of the television was gone. He reached out and found her face. It was soft and wet from tears.
"I'm here, Callie," whispered Jake. "I'm here."
He put his hands on her cheeks and pulled their faces close. Their noses were nearly touching, but Jake couldn't even make out his own reflection in his sister's eyes.
"I'm scared, Jake," she cried.
The darkness grew.
"It's going to be all right," said Jake. "I won't let anything hurt you."
He reached out to hold her and grasped nothing but cold air.
"Callie?"
cried Jake. No answer. The darkness was total. She was gone. Jake scrambled for the front door. He felt for the handle, turned it, and stepped out onto the front porch. His mind couldn't make sense of the emptiness he saw before him. Jake didn't know that the air could be this still, that the night could be this quiet, that darkness could be this complete. Jake couldn't see the houses across the street. He couldn't see the road. No street lamps glowed and no headlights passed. No crickets chirped. No birds sang. And the sky held not a single star. He grew dizzy. There was no up and there was no down. He felt as if he were falling and flying all at once. He tried to clutch his chest, but it was gone. There was only darkness. And it just kept getting darker.